the Rath Talent Show on radio got me interested in talent, and I was always interested in new shows. And I found the remarkable thing on radio, as you may have found, was that I would come up with something, and a salesman would say, "Hey, that sounds pretty good," and would sell it. Huh. Bang, I'd have another show. So I, at one time, there was a transition period between, not transition, it was going transition into television, but we continued to do radio. Mm-hmm. Then we started doing television. We didn't have tape on television. I was doing 27 shows a week.
27.
On radio and television. I mean, we can be here for an hour just talking about, but I would come up with these shows and salesmen say, "Hey, I think I can sell that," and they could, and bang, we got it on the air. So back to the Rath Talent Show, I thought maybe we should expand this. So I started a show called Teen Time, Red Dot Teen Time. Here's another vignette. These things pop in my mind, and I think this may be what you seek. Dan Lawrence was a distinguished announcer at KRNT for many years. The great and wonderful, big, beautiful voice, Dan Lawrence. And we had, these are the early days of television, we had Red Dot Potato Chips, Red Dot Teen Time. And at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and Dan, and it was live, no tape. And I remember Dan, in the announcer's booth, put us on and to announce that Red Dot presents Teen Time. He'd just done some commercials, obviously, for somebody else. But here we are live on television, and Dan Lawrence, this gorgeous voice, says, "Highland Red Dot Potato Chips present Teen Time."
Major gap.
made my day, and poor Dan, every once in a while he's gone now, but we would reminisce about that, and he said, "I never in my life, you know, tape. Hey, tape, you say something, you say, let's do it again, let's do it 20 times.
Right.
But when you're live, you're live." So Dan and I had that wonderful memory. Mm-hmm. So we started Teen Time on radio, and it was successful.
What would be the nature of that format?
Just the format was always, this case, the 12 through 13 through 21, teenagers, 13 through 21. And then I had a talent sprout that appeared at the
So end this was of the a show. Talent, it was talent, a talent
strictly
format then.
Talent show like at State Fair.
Yeah.
In fact, one time on the show, I was trying to think, I was down in Centerville and did a show and saw the a little boy came sing, and I've told this story, but I think we need to put it on your tape, Grant. Little boy in Centerville came to sing. He's 12, and I remember him specifically because he was of color. He was, and in Iowa, as I went all around the state, seldom would I see black children. There just weren't many in Iowa back then. So I remember this youngster, straight, wonderful little man, and he sang in a voice, a beautiful voice, soprano voice. And I remember he sang "Little Jesus Boy," and it was great. And so I brought him in to the television show, and that was many, many years ago. And his name is Simon Estes.
Well, there's a name to remember.
Yeah, and I think everyone now knows of the great man that is Simon Estes.
Wow. And so Simon Estes had his first real exposure to as a performer on the talent scout show.
One of the great things, when you go through life, as you, Grant, and all of us who have been in this business all our lives, the rewarding things happen as the years go by, because as I was celebrating my 50th year at the Iowa State Fair recently, a few years ago, Simon Estes came from Frankfurt, Germany, where he was performing, came to Des Moines to be at the fair to honor me. What else can a guy do for another guy?
Wonderful.
And I'll tell you, being an Irishman, you didn't—I never cried so much in my life. And it was so wonderful that day at State Fair, as Simon sang, and I wish I remember the name. I cannot. he got the accompanist who played for him in Centerville some 40 years ago when he was first on the show.
Wow.
And she came to play for him at the fair. He sang Old Man River, I always act like. To, mm. And then he, in his great, wonderful, he's the imposing, great, and the we were at the plaza area, and the big stage, and it was solid. I've never seen it packed more than that. And Marion Lucas, who is the secretary manager of the state fair, said something about that moment, which I think is so interesting. He said, Bill, I've been all my life in fairs, and he said, I've never seen a fair, a state fair, stop. He said, the state fair stopped. Everybody stopped to watch Simon Estes at that moment. He came after he sang Old Man River, blow your socks off. Then he said, I want to sing one. And he said many wonderful words about our association, the fact that I was the first, in his words, the first to recognize that there was talent there, certainly on a statewide basis. His teachers and all knew. And he said, I would like to sing a song. And I'm sitting back there with the State Fair board members. Mm-hmm. Ann Riley, wonderful Ann, beside me. And he said, I want to sing a song just for you, Bill, because you've taught children to do what I, Simon Estes, has had to do. And everyone has to do, and you've had to do, and that is, you have mountains you have to climb. Regardless, nobody is at the peak. Nobody maybe makes the peak, but we all have to climb mountains. And so I want to just sing Climb Every Mountain for you, Bill. Well, here's this thousands of people, Simon, the piano, we're sitting here. And he starts singing, and I'm just loving it to the audience. But he turned his back on the audience, came right over to me, and as near as Grant is, as you are to me, he sang Climb Every Mountain. And I'm just going, blubber.
No, well,
yeah, just, but at any rate, that was the one of the highlights. So back to our transition thing, and keep digressing. But
let me just take again to that you've just described basically what the structure of the talent
That's
search
right.
was, and that was you took the show out to Centerville and
That's
Elkader
right.
and right. Cedar Falls
exactly.
and did tryouts there,
that,
basically.
Tryouts.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then in the early days, then you would have to bring them in.
For the TV show.
The TV
radio,
show.
Then in 55, when we went into television, then I had the television shows.
Yeah.
And,
but you did the radio shows out in the field then, I said.
Not live.
Not
we
live.
Would do, I'd be there to do a show, bring the winners in
okay.
for the radio show.
For the radio
yeah.
show.
And then when we got into television, I set up the Sprout Show and the State Fair Senior Competition. Mm-hmm. Did that until about 72 or when I left KRNT. Then we took it out to the fair during those years.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I didn't mean to interrupt you,
yeah.
but
well,
again,
no.
Now I didn't understand what the teen, now that was for younger people, and then you had the Sprout Show, which was for even younger kids.
Yeah,
then, right?
The State Fair Talent Search was for the youngsters 13 through 21.
Okay.
Still is, still will be at State Fairs. We taped this, you dated it as 99.
Yeah.
August 99 will be at State Fair. My son Bill is now the master of ceremonies.
Yeah.
And I laugh because he's a home builder, has never done anything, and he just has started in the last few years. He and my dear friend Terry Rich, who is in the business, and Billy has just fallen in love with the talent show and the children. So he will be doing it. It'll be the 40th year. At State
that's Fair.
State Fair. Yeah. And 13 through 21, that's the senior division. Mm. The 2 through 12, the Sprouts.
Okay. And that was a separate program.
Yeah,
then,
separate.
Which also
separate.
Started on radio.
And it started on radio with Teen Time was the talent show with a talent sprout during judging on the radio show, one show.
Okay.
And that Sprout was Simon Estes one time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I got
it. So he was a Sprout.
Yeah, at that time.
Some Sprout.
Some Sprout, indeed.
I should say.
Certainly was one.